Good evening, everybody. Good evening. Thank you so much for attending our teleseminar on how to hire, locate, interview, and best practices for finding a physical therapist for your medically integrated chiropractic office. My name is Brian Fortune. For many of you who don't know, I own a staffing company called Healthcare Recruitment Counselors, and I'm going to spend the first few minutes here summarizing my services, what we do, and then we'll get into the presentation on finding a physical therapist. So again, my company name is Healthcare Recruitment Counselors. I am Brian Fortune, and we provide staffing solutions for the chiropractic profession. A little bit about myself. I'm a New York Chiropractic College graduate. I graduated in 1995, so I've been doing this a pretty long time. I have chiropractic offices in the state of Delaware. We primarily concentrate on pain management, and we are integrated in those offices as well. I've been staffing chiropractic offices since 2000, so about 13, 14 years of experience doing that. Mostly it was started off helping friends and colleagues on a small-time basis because I was doing that for my own clinics. Then it just slowly grew and grew and grew, and in around 2006, we formed HRC into a full-blown company. And now we work with chiropractors all over the world. We're in every state in the U.S., and we have clients in Europe, Asia, Australia, and Canada. So our mission statement and our whole purpose at HRC Staffing is to help you find staff by the fastest means possible. We recognize that every day that you're missing staff in your office, one, patients aren't getting the services that they need, and two, you're not generating the revenue for your practice. So if you're ever in an emergency situation where you already have medical staff or a chiropractor or a front desk and they get up and quit, call us immediately. We can help. We generally will be able to find you staff within 3 days, 4 days. We usually have resumes in your inbox for you to review. Then it's just a question on who you like and who you don't like and who you want to hire and who you don't want to hire. And I walk you through the entire process every step of the way. So why use HRC? Well, we offer you a customized solution based on your practice. So if you're looking to hire a physical therapist, let's say, one day a week, you only want them to come in, we can help you with that. If you want a physical therapist, not as an employee, but as an independent contractor, or just to share space, we can help you with that. We would help you find a good healthcare attorney, which you should already have if you're doing a MD, DC, or an DCPT type clinic. You should be using a healthcare attorney. And everything that we go over today may not be appropriate for your state. So if you are thinking of implementing a physical therapist or a medical doctor or anything, we need to run it by a healthcare attorney first. And if you don't have one, call me or email me, and I'll help you find one. As an example, in the state that I'm in, physical therapists could only work for other physical therapists. They can't work for chiropractors. They can't work for medical doctors. And, you know, I would not know that specific law if I didn't have a great healthcare attorney. So they're invaluable. They're a definite need on your healthcare team. And you need a good one that only does that. So if you need help with that, call me or email me. So at HRC Staffing, not only do we help you find physical therapists, we also help you find chiropractors. If you're looking for an associate chiropractor, we can help. If you're looking for a medical doctor, we place all specialties as well as osteopaths. So if you're looking for a family doc, a pain doc, whatever you need, of course, physical therapy and physical therapy assistants. And we'll also help you find physician assistants and nurse practitioners. So if you wanted to sign with HRC Staffing, we would do part of our service contract to you is we do extensive phone interviews with all potential candidates. And we only send you the candidates that are the best fit for your practice. We help you schedule interviews. We help you with the contract and negotiations as well. So basically everything from soup to nuts. We don't just send you a CV and hope and pray for the best. I actually coach you through every interview if you want that help. A lot of my clients, this is their first time hiring a physical therapist or a medical doctor or a PA or an NP, and they want me to walk them through the process. And I, you know, more than happy to do that. We'll spend a half hour on the phone. I'll give you good ideas as far as interview questions to ask. I'll go over best practices as far as salary, insurance, and all the benefits that are associated with it. A common question we get is, how do our fees work? Well, this is the best part of utilizing my company. We don't charge you anything up front. We're free until you hire somebody. So if you decide you wanted to sign up with us, you don't pay us a dime. You pay us our contingent staffing fee once you hire the candidate that we sent you. So if you don't hire anybody from us, you don't pay us anything, and you still get all these free services such as interview help, prep, CV prep, contract negotiations, and everything. So we're a contingent basis firm. That's a no-fee guarantee, nothing payable in advance. We do have an option to prepay in advance at a significant discount, but that's completely up to you. We can kind of go over that at a later date. If you want to connect with my company, you can check us out on Facebook under my name, Brian Torchin, LinkedIn under Brian Torchin as well. Okay, now I'm going to run into more of the we're going to talk more about in-depth interview prep and physical therapy and bring that into your office. If there's any questions before I start, let me know. If not, we're going to jump right into it. So physical therapy, as we were discussing, I spoke to many of you on the phone before this teleseminar. A lot of you have great questions. This is a very logical next step to improve the overall care of your patients and to boost your revenue. The patients love the fact that you offer this high-level physical therapy. And, you know, quite honestly, physical therapists spend years and years and years learning how to do these high-level advanced therapy techniques. You know, as chiropractors, we're experts in adjusting and manipulation. And, you know, we're also experts in, you know, exercise rehab and other physical modalities. But physical therapists can really bring in a whole other element to your practice. And from a marketing standpoint, patients love, they can, patients are more familiar with physical therapy for anything that's bothering them as far as their back, neck, shoulders, or knees, than they would be a chiropractor. From a marketing standpoint, it makes a lot of sense to have a physical therapist do this work. Also, going out in your local community and meeting medical doctors to make referrals is a much easier transition when you have a physical therapist on board. They're familiar with referring to PTs. They're used to that concept. Referring to a chiropractor is much different. So when done correctly, adding a physical therapist to your practice can be a true win-win situation. But to assure success in expanding your practice in this direction, you got to do your homework. You got to weigh all the factors, both the pros and the cons, and then make a decision. Part of those pros and cons is going to be sitting down with a healthcare lawyer. I can't stress this enough, and I'm going to say this a lot throughout the teleseminar. You need a healthcare attorney. I don't care what it costs you. It's cheap in comparison to if you make a mistake, what it will cost you later. Okay, it is crucial. If you don't have one, call me. I'll help you find one. So what are the patient? So what are some of the patient benefits of getting a physical therapist on board? Well, let's look at some of the important benefits your patients are going to receive when you include physical therapy as part of your treatment team. One, they're going to get a second professional opinion, which patients love in this day and age. The patients are going to gain the benefit of a second opinion from another healthcare professional in a very, I'm hesitant to use the word similar discipline, but you know, we both deal with body, frame, exercise, and health. So, and an opinion from you and an opinion from the physical therapist, and if you also have an MD on your team, that's going to be three opinions talking to your patients. They'll feel a lot more comfortable, and they're more than likely to listen to the treatment plan. Let's talk about convenience of having the PT on site. Patients love the convenience of having everything in one office. I've said this before on the teleseminars. If any of you have listened before to the teleseminars we've done, referring a patient out, whether it's to a medical doctor, to a physical therapist, one, it's a big burden on the patient. You know, they've already made the appointment in your office. They already took time off from work to go to your office. And just to refer them now to another office, there's a chance, one, they may not come back. And I'm sure, you know, many of you have had that situation where you refer a patient to a medical doctor or a physical therapist, and you never see them again. If the providers are under the same roof, it is so much better for the patient. They go right next door, same day appointment, and you're guaranteed to see them back in your office. So the convenience factor, you can't get around that. So you also have expanded rehab. Chiropractic adjustments and rehab exercise, they obviously go hand in hand. That's why many of you do exercise rehab in your office. But having a physical therapist do it that has a greater education on exercise rehab is crucial. And now you're creating a synergistic effect that is usually greater than the effect of one therapy alone. This is why so many of you add rehab modalities to your treatment plan. With a PT on board, you'll be able to offer expanded rehab services to your patients along with their chiropractic treatment. And your patients will so much more appreciate the extra care and attention. And now you're going to be able to give a lot more one-on-one time. How many of you have a very busy practice? Well, in a busy practice, it's very unlikely that you'd be able to spend the same amount of time as the PT that you were going to hire doing the rehab with your patients. You don't have 45 minutes to an hour. Now let's talk about insurance coverage. Insurance companies don't always recognize the value of chiropractic services, right? A lot of you docs get cut off. You're not reimbursed at all. This is not usually the case for physical therapy treatment, though. Much different. PTs benefit under many insurance plans that are greater than chiropractic benefits. This means that in some cases, long after a patient has exhausted their chiro benefits, they could still receive physical therapy in your office. That's crucial. Great for the patient, great for your office. These are just a few of the benefits that you will get when you bring a PT into your office. What about the practice? Having a physical therapist on board can provide substantial benefits to your practice. One, and a lot of these are going to be legalese questions, by the way, to ask your healthcare attorney. This will vary from state to state. But you could have a standalone business. The physical therapy part of your practice can function as an autonomous business. This opens up a business opportunity to an entire demographic of patients that you're not currently seeing. Such, let's, for example, patients who do not want or are not candidates for chiropractic but clearly need some form of rehab. Patients who have excellent PT insurance benefits but poor chiropractic benefits. How about Medicare patients who are only covered for modalities and rehab services performed by a licensed physical therapist? And let's not forget the post-surgical patients you may have referred out to orthosurgeons for surgical consults. Of course, let's not forget all the family docs, pain management docs, orthosurgeons, neuros, rheumatologists, who are currently not referring patients to you because you don't have physical therapy in your office. Now, you could go to every one of these doctors within 30 miles of your practice and market them. You can market yourself as a physical therapy office. You're going to have much more free time now. Much of the rehab you do now is currently done under your own supervision, right? You're spending a lot of time. If you have to do exercise and ultrasound and electrical muscle stim and traction on your patient, how much time are you spending doing that? Or with a physical therapist, that will free you up, and you can concentrate on other things on your practice, like marketing, getting new patients into your office. Don't look at the physical therapist as a liability as far as cost. Look at them as an asset. Look at them as a way to increase your business, to make more money. That's how you should be looking at every staff that you hire. Your staff is not liability. Your staff are assets for your practice if done correctly. Sure, if you sit back in your chair and don't do anything after you hire a physical therapist because you say to yourself, I've been working so hard, I don't want to work anymore. Well, you know, now you're spending money, and now that becomes a liability. But if you're active after you bring these staff members on, and I could tell you how to do this, well, now these staff members become an asset instead of a liability, and that's what you want to do. As a practice owner, you're going to be able to gain more freedom and take a big step towards financial independence and perhaps retirement when you hire a physical therapist. You could become the practice manager. You can get out of the mode of the practice running you, and then instead you want to run the practice. You want to be able to take vacations smartly. You don't just want to abandon the practice. You can't just hire a physical therapist and all of a sudden go to Tahiti for 3 weeks or a month. It takes time to make this transition and to make the flow work. But it will work after a couple of years. I've been doing that with my own offices for several years. Now let's talk about before you start any of this. Before you start hiring, before you start putting ads on Craigslist, before you start putting ads on CareerBuilder and Monster, we got to talk about hiring a healthcare lawyer. That's the first step in this process. Do not do this until you have a healthcare attorney retained and that you have a legal opinion from him or her that says you can do this. Because there are little intricacies of the law and you don't want to run afoul. So make sure you have somebody. Okay? You want to assess the situation carefully. Considering that adding a PT may not be right for you, examine your own practice philosophy. If you believe that chiropractic alone is the answer, well, great. Just do that. I don't get that sense, though, since many of you have, who obviously signed up for the teleseminar are interested in bringing in a PT. Be realistic about the costs. There's going to be a cost involved in the beginning. There's no way around it. PTs are expensive. They're in high demand. They don't need you. They're literally, you cannot believe how many jobs are out there for physical therapists. You have to court them. I know you're not used to that. I know when you hire a chiropractic associate, it's pretty easy for you to find them. Physical therapy is much, much different. I'm going to get into that a little bit later during the teleseminar. Weigh the PT philosophies. This is important. Other potential obstacles for the PTs that are prejudiced against chiropractic or even physician-owned offices. A lot of PTs just want to work for PTs. Stay away from that during your interview process. You can kind of get a sense of that on the phone. You don't want trouble coming into your office. If you utilize my services, I can help you with that process as well. And don't forget about Stark and self-referrals and things like that. Your healthcare attorney can walk you through all that. Those are definite concerns you have to look out for when hiring a physical therapist. It has to be structured correctly because of that. Okay, so I went through all the pros, cons, intricacies of physical therapy. How do you find one? Let's say after you speak to your healthcare attorney, you don't want any help. You want to try it on your own. My best advice on trying to find a physical therapist, they are very hard to find. I won't kid you, especially depending on the certain states that you're in. They have a lot of opportunity. They have a lot of hospitals. They have a lot of physical therapy offices. They can do independent contractor work. And realize a lot of them do not want to work for chiropractors or medical doctors. They want to work for PT-owned clinics. That's a term used a lot in PT schools when they're teaching them going through PT programs, PT-owned centers. So that's already in their head. But they're out there. We place them every day. I have clients who find them on their own. I have a lot of clients who utilize my services to help them find physical therapists. A couple of good sites that you're probably not using and you're probably not thinking about, LinkedIn. Sign up for a premium LinkedIn account. Then you could do searches for physical therapy within 30 miles of your office, 40 miles of your office, 100 miles of your office. And start emailing those physical therapists. Get the word out. You have to develop an ad. If you need help developing an ad, I'll help you develop an ad. You don't have to sign up for my services for that. I'm more than happy to review an ad that you have, and I'll give you feedback on it. You can do the same thing with Facebook. Just type in keyword physical therapist. You'll probably get other things besides physical therapist if you type that in. You'll have to weed through it. You'll probably, you'll get physical and therapist. So you might get, occupational therapists in there. But it's a good way to be able to communicate and get the job out. You could try DoctorsDig, DoctorsDig.com, and just type in physical therapist, and you can put in a radius around your office. You could try Craigslist. Also, check out the local schools. If you're in, let's say you're in Miami, Florida, just look for the local physical therapy schools around Miami, Florida, and you could put an ad in the local schools. And consider using outside help. This is not an easy job to source. We do this every day. I have a team. We have a staff. But this is all they do 50, 60 hours a week is place people. We're naturally going to be quicker and better at it than you would be. This is all we do every day. So the job boards that I just mentioned are all free. But as a staffing company, I have access to hundreds of other job boards that cost money, cost a lot of money. And we utilize that extensively when searching for staff. We also use Google AdWords, search engine optimization, to really get the job out, and that gives us a lot of visibility. Many of you who have used us in the past know within a week or two we have candidates for you to review. Physical therapy might take a little bit longer depending where you're at. So that's what I'd recommend as far as searching for a physical therapist. Now, let's say you wanted to try it on your own first. It's never a problem. Just so you know, you could try it on your own and also work with my company simultaneously. As I said earlier, you only pay my company if you hire somebody that we send. If you don't, you don't pay anything. If you find somebody on your own, you just let us know the search is over. You don't pay anything. So a really good idea is to utilize both efforts. Hire my company. And also try searching for the candidate at the same time yourself. Now, what should your advertisement say? Well, I like to go very simple in the ad. Obviously, I'll list the city, the state, and the zip code. Physical therapist needed in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19103 will be the subject line. And I would keep it very brief. Normally I go full-time, or if it's part-time, I go part-time physical therapist. Needed in an outpatient private practice, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19103. We have a state-of-the-art facility, beautiful equipment, complete autonomy, things like that. I would not get into who you are yet. I would not list the office. I would not list your office phone number. I would list your cell phone number. I would list a generic email that's not tied to your office, especially if the end of your office email address is, let's say, Brian at newwavechiropracticcenter.com. You don't want that. You want the PTs to apply. They're not going to apply if they know right off the board it's a chiropractic office. They're not exactly looking to work for a chiropractic office. We have to sell them on why they should work for you. So keep it brief. Keep it somewhat anonymous at first. Use your cell phone. And use an email address not tied to your office. If your salary is much higher than normal, in other words, if you're willing to spend over $100,000 a year on a physical therapist, then by all means, you can put the salary in the advertisement. If you're paying $80,000-$85,000 a year, do not put the salary in the advertisement. $80,000-$85,000 is not going to entice them to apply. Over $100,000 will. And that's basically, you know, I keep it, you know, 2-3 sentences long. PTs will apply based on location, based on zip code, and if you have a good salary, they'll apply as well. If any of you want examples of some ads that I use, just shoot me an email. I'll send it over. Just tell me what you want. Email is brian@hcrcstaffing.com. Or just call me and I can send it over. Or if you want me to review your ads and I can make adjustments, just email it to me. That's never a problem. So now that you've had your ad running and now that PTs are starting to apply to the ads, you're very excited, what do? PTs are calling. Now you have to interview them. I like to start with a phone interview first. I like to see who these people are. I like to develop a rapport with them on the phone first. And I have a list of interview questions that I get into candidates on the telephone. You don't want to read the questions off like you're just reading off a piece of paper. You really want it to be like a general flow of the conversation. If any of you want a list of questions that I go over with the candidates on the phone, just, again, let me know by email at Brian, B-R-I-A-N, at hcrcstaffing.com, and I'll send that over to you. But in general, you know, I'll ask them why you're looking for a new position. Obviously, if they're a new graduate, that answer's obvious. If they're currently working, why do you want to leave your last position? If they say to you, well, I'm making 100 grand and I want to make 120 grand, you know, maybe this person's not right for you if you can't afford to pay somebody 120 grand. You know, when are you looking to start a new position? When can you interview? You know, if someone tells you, oh, you know, I can start a new position in 6 months because I'm a visa candidate, you know, meaning that they're not a U.S. citizen. They're here on a work visa. And I could start 6 months from now because that's when the new visas are given out. Well, you probably don't want that person. So it's good to get up front, you know, when they could start working. I like to ask them what kind of compensation package you're looking for, including benefits. A good question to ask is, you know, what hours and days are they looking to work? You know, some of the PTs want to work 9 to 5, and that's probably not going to work for your office. You know, you guys are busy from 5 to 7, and a lot of them don't want to work after 5. I ask them if they're looking for full-time, part-time, things like that. And there's a whole series of questions that I have that, you know, I can just email over to you just as easily. So, you know, if you want that as part of being on this teleseminar, I'll send that over to you. But, you know, I usually have the phone interview last about 15 minutes. I don't like to keep them on the phone too much. I just want to see if I get along with them, see if I like them on the phone. I like to prep them. Depending on where your office is as far as integration, this may not be so necessary. But many of you are strictly chiropractic and you're adding a physical therapist. So you have to warn them that this is a chiropractic office and explain to them the vision that you're looking to add physical therapy into your office and why you're looking to do that, getting them excited. Many of you already have physical therapy on staff and PTAs. This is a lot easier then. They're not the first person in the office going to be doing physical therapy. So it's going to differ from person to person. It's important to develop a rapport, and I can kind of get into that in more detail with you if you decide to move forward. But let's say the phone interview goes well, and you're happy, and you're, you know, you're almost at the end of the phone interview, and you really want to meet this person. Don't wait to schedule an in-person interview. Schedule it right then and there on the phone. Be like, all right, Sally, this is going great. I'd really like to meet you in person. When are you free? And treat it like a new patient. I'm free. I have availabilities Mondays and Tuesdays at 7. Is that good for you? And make sure that you have the time to spend 30 minutes to an hour for the initial interview. When they come to the office, you're going to want to give them a tour of the office. It would be nice, actually, if there are patients there so they could see how busy you are. But if you're the only practitioner, that may not be easy for you to do. You got to tour them the office. You got to show them when they're going to be doing their physical therapy. You want to go over your plan and vision while you're adding a physical therapist. If it's the first time that you're bringing PT on, explain to them for the convenience of the patient. You keep referring out from physical therapy. So why do that? Why not just have it in the office? You'll be the physical therapy manager. You're the director. You're in charge. They'll like that autonomy of it. And then you'll want to get into more details about the salary that you're going to be giving, the bonuses, the benefits, the continuing medical education. And this is going to be really important. Like I said before, these people have job opportunities everywhere. The hospitals, where many of them work, really don't pay that great. You know, they'll typically pay $75,000, $80,000 a year for a new grad, sometimes a little bit lower, sometimes $70,000, $75,000 for a new grad, okay, which, you know, they have tremendous amounts of student loans. So for a new graduate, if you're able to pay them $85,000, even $90,000, you'll be able to attract a lot more candidates for the newer graduates. And newer graduates, I think, would be, I like the idea for these practices because you can mold them into your practice. You're not always able to get a new grad, but if you are, I think that's a good win for you. So salary, if you can do $80, $85 for a new grad, you'll be paying more than the competition in your area. I think you'll be able to attract a lot more people that way. And if you have a bonus plan, go over that. Benefits, you know, most of the PTs are expecting health insurance. They're expecting continuing medical education allowance. But I would say salary and health benefits are the two biggest obstacles to overcome. And if you pay more than the competition, a lot of times you'll overcome the fear of them working in a chiropractic office. PTs with 2, 3, 4, 5 years experience, that becomes more of an issue. They're less likely to be concerned about working for a chiropractic office, I find, because they've already been out of school for a while. That PT-owned mentality is starting to slip away. However, they are well over 100 grand earners. They're six-figure earners. So unless you're willing to spend six figures on a PT with experience, you're going to have to go with newer grads. If you're able to float over six figures, then we can start looking at PTs with experience. And they're great because they don't have that same fear. You'll pull them away from competition in your area, and you're more likely to have longevity with those PTs. All right, so you've gone over salary with the PT. The in-person interview went great. What do we do as far as the hiring process? How do we bring these people on? The most important thing is to have an employment agreement that spells out everything, whether you're going to be doing an independent contractor relationship, whether it's going to be an employee relationship, or maybe you want to partner up with a physical therapist. It's really going to be dependent on what your state allows, and you're going to need a healthcare attorney, especially, to work an employment contract and to tell you how to set this up properly. Please don't use somebody else's employment contract, even if it's in the same state. Especially don't use it if it's from another state. Have your attorney draft one specifically for you. That's very important. A good healthcare attorney will always keep you safe. So I hope everyone found this teleseminar helpful in hiring and finding a physical therapist. Again, We're a full-service staffing agency, and we can help you with this entire process. It's a hard process. I've spent numerous years doing this, and I don't just do it once a year. When you hire somebody, more than likely you hire one physical therapist. They stay with you for a couple of years. Maybe you hire somebody else. I hire physical therapists weekly, monthly. We place a lot. So we're good at this. We know where to place ads. We know how to develop our ads. So we make the process easy. You don't pass anything up front. And if we don't find you anybody, you don't pay anything. So it really seems like a no-brainer not to utilize my company to help you with this process. If any of you have any questions about this teleseminar or want more information, email me at Brian, B-R-I-A-N, at hcrcstaffing.com, or go to my website at www.hcrcstaffing.com, or just call me on my cell phone anytime, 267-251-5275. Again, you've all been great. I really appreciate everyone's time for coming out this evening. And if I could be of any help in the future, or if you need any advice on staffing, not even about physical therapy or anything else, just let me know. Have a great night, everybody. Take care. Bye-bye.